I'll be pleased with both of them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to Zainab and he asked her to marry. He said, I will ask you your hand in engagement to my adopted son Zayd. And she said, no, lastu binakihatihi. I will not marry Zayd. How can she, the lady, the honorable, this the high society class, marries the servant in that house? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bala fankihi. Yes, you will marry him. I'm asking you to marry him. I am Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Zainab, look, for those people who say that women had no opinion in Islam, look how she replies to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, Ya Rasulullah, a'u'amiru nafsi, don't I have the authority over myself in marriage? Can I not say no? Of course she can. It is up to her. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals verse number 36. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. There is a special situation here. There is an order. It is ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. Then the choice of the believer should be with the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if it's in other situation, they would have complete choice to themselves. Then when she heard that verse, she said, Naam, yes. She completely, the believer that she is, she said, إِذَنْ لَا أَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Then I would not disobey Allah and His Prophet. يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَدْ أَنْكَحْتُهُ نَفْسِي. I will give myself to him in marriage. So that's how Zayd married Zainab bint Harith. Zainab bint Jahsh. Zayd ibn Haritha married Zainab bint Jahsh. And for that also is a good reply to what we will study a little bit later, how many of the people that wanted to stab in the relationship between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Zainab and this whole situation at the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by sending the accusation and the allegation that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw her and she was beautiful, and she was the wife of his adopted son, and he wanted her to himself. So he married her for that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew who she was, and he is the one. If he wanted her to him in marriage, he could have done that up front. He could have done that when she was younger, when she was not married before. He would have done that in this very first time. He wouldn't go and argue with her to get married to Zayd. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had any desires that are outside the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the time goes by and the marriage of Zayd and Zainab goes through many, many problems. And some of these problems were narrated as the same situation that was that she basically snubbed him. She basically always felt that he is just not worthy of her. And she would always give him a hard time. And Zayd would try to work on his marriage, and this marriage just basically did not work out. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hear the problems between them. And then he had an inspiration, but not a clear order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will eventually marry Zainab himself. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the knowledge given to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this woman will eventually become your wife. However, it is important to understand that it was not an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that point for him to marry her. But he knew that this will be his wife. So here's what the hadith goes. This hadith is narrated in Ahmad and narrated in Muslim and in Nisa'i. And it is a hadith sahih. That Zayd came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time after time after time, complaining to him about his life inside his house, and that he wanted out of this marriage that is not working, and it's not going to work. He's not happy in his house, And Zainab is not happy as well. And then every time he mentioned that to his adopted father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, who would he come to, you know, in a problem of marriage? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكْ وَاتَّقِ اللَّهِ, as it's narrated exactly in verse number 37. That hold on to your wife and fear Allah. Hold on to your wife and fear Allah. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that knowledge that he will be eventually the husband of Zainab. Then that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ بَاللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ. Then you are hiding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal. Why is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why did he not want Zayd to divorce Zainab? Because of that knowledge. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is also another evidence that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human being. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had human problems. And he dealt with it as a human person. And this is another evidence that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come up with this Quran. See this type of conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. There is no way that any person with two neurons can understand that there is, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can come up with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are hiding what you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal. But why is he hiding this knowledge that he will get married to Zainab eventually? Because Zainab is in that custom, in that tradition, at that time, is his daughter-in-law. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him that this daughter-in-law of yours will be your wife. Well, that's a major scandal in that society, isn't it? That is a problem. How can he marry the wife of his adopted son? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a different plan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not satisfied with this whole adoption situation. And he wanted to put his own prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a role model, as a lesson, as an example to the rest of this nation. With the knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, He's the Almighty, with the knowledge that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would suffer emotionally, and would suffer in public because of this problem. But that's what that's the price that the prophets will have to pay to show the rest of us the way. And that's one of the sacrifices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go through for revealing and clarifying and explaining this deen, this religion for us. So those, I went and elaborated on that and maybe digressed a little bit to understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this verse, وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ وَتَخْشَى النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ أَحَقُّ أَن تَخْشَاهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blaming His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He is talking to him that you are afraid of this social situation that you're going to lead yourself into, knowing that it's an uneventful, I mean, it's going to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you that it will. But you're trying to delay it, you're trying to avoid it, you're telling Zayd, please don't divorce Zainab. He doesn't want Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to face the situation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling His Prophet in a blaming, teaching fashion, Allahu ahaqqu an takhsha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more worthy of being feared and revered than the entire society and the rest of the people. And that is also a lesson for us. If we come to either obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or being embarrassed in public, people don't think that we're cool anymore. If we're in a party and everybody's drinking and everybody's smoking, we sit there with the party spoilers, yes. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more worthy of being feared. And this example that I just gave doesn't even come close to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing here. He was about to break an essential and important tradition in that society. He knew that if that divorce happened, then the next thing is he will have to marry his adopted son-in-law, his adopted daughter-in-law. So, what happened is, Zayd eventually divorced Zainab, and that marriage could not continue. On the authority of Anas radiallahu anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given his prophet that inspiration and that mission, that now and after the iddah, after the time, after the divorce have already gone and finished, an authority of Anas ibn Malik, then he says, لما قضت عدة زينب رضي الله عنها, when after the iddah is over, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is all obedient to his Lord, is all obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now he has to face this time, has to face this difficult problem. He has to go and get married to his daughter-in-law in adoption. So who does he send to ask Zainab for marriage?